Okay, I wanted to show you guys something else. Is everybody here? Okay. For instance, we have a condition where this is, if we want some, oh, and I didn't talk about the star card in the third house of conscious mind. If you got the star card with somebody in the third house of conscious mind, the star card is the major arcana of mediumship. We'll talk about the major arcana tomorrow. And in the third house of the conscious mind and communication, of course, would be bringing the person able to bring their spirit to bear in their consciousness and also to share spirit through communication. So, of course, and that's what I do. So, okay, so I want to show you how to, if you have a situation where you're not sure what it's about, you can lay these extra cards, and I'll just do that here. Like, this, say this full one, okay? I'm going to put a card here. And a third, I only put 3 to 5 cards. I always use odd cards, not odd cards, I mean oddly numbered cards.
An odd number
of cards. 3 and/or 5. Okay, now see this with this third card, I might not really feel as if that's telling me the tale because the 5 of Pentacles is reversed. So I might actually even pull another 2 cards. Or another, I might put 3 more down, even underneath that. Okay, so there's the Justice card reversed. Oh, goody. So here's 5 cards. All right. So we didn't know what the fool was. I assumed it could be in my publishing and editing, and I wasn't listening to my intuition. Oh, you were taking a picture. I wasn't listening to my intuition because the fool was reversed. Okay, but then I add some more cards to it. It doesn't include the hermit. That was there already. Okay, it's these 5 cards, and the next card would be the 6 of Pentacles upright. And the 6 of Pentacles upright is sharing your talents and what you know with other people. It is philanthropy. It can literally be sharing your money with other people, but even more importantly, it's sharing your talents and what you know with other people. And if I were talking about, see, by time I would have gotten here, or indeed even laid those cards down, I would have already talked to my client and said, well, what do you do? What do you have anything happening in that world of publishing or travel? And of course, she would say, yes, I'm publishing a book and it's in the editing phase. Well, be sure to listen to your intuition in the editing phase. Now, I get the 9 of Pentacles, the guy who's sharing his gifts and talents to others, or indeed to the lowly. And if I were to deal with someone who's right in the middle of writing a how-to book or something like that, I would say, be sure that you address it in the way that people are going to be able to take it with the 9 of Pentacles. Be sure what you give is something that everyone can take. Okay, give it in a way that they can handle it, receive it, deal with it. You know, otherwise, don't be too academic, that type of thing. The Sun card is a rebirth card. There could be a rebirth through this book or through this process. The 5 of Pentacles reverse, spinning your wheels. And surely with the full reverse, there's a possibility and probability of spinning your wheels, or indeed dealing with the other editors could be spinning your wheels about that topic. Justice card reversed. I don't know if there might feel as if there's something inequitable happening or yet to happen. It wouldn't be, with it that far out, it could be something that your client may not be aware of yet or may not know of yet. Okay? And then the Queen of Pentacles, though, even though the Queen, see, again, we have the Justice card reversed, which certainly could show something not so happy, especially when you're talking to somebody who has contracts and contracts with Hay House and that type of thing. But immediately following the Queen of Pentacles upright, it's like, don't worry, this isn't that big of a thing. Your reputation's intact, your reputation is built. But now let me show you this. So you're doing a client, right? And you get all this, and the client starts to worry. Oh gosh, what's that Justice card reversed? What's that Justice card reversed? What does that mean? Well, don't worry, it can mean a broken contract. You mean I'm not going to have any further contracts with the house? What does that mean? What does that mean? Oh no. So if you want further information about any one of these cards, you can then go about and do it all over again by laying three cards on the Justice card. And I'm actually going to take this one down here. Okay.
What do you think about not doing this from a full deck?
What do you mean not doing?
Are you okay with that?
No. What do you mean? You mean drawing the cards from the rest of the deck?
Yeah.
No. I believe that whatever it is that you're asking and you were meant to ask, and that the next card was the one that's supposed to be on top when that question gets asked. I never reshuffle again. I never fan them out. I never select
it.
I never use another deck.
Okay.
There are times where I have so many cards out, I run out of cards, in which case I'll take cards from piles that we've already gotten answers with, and just take those piles and start to use those again. Okay? So there, here I am. Oh, wonderful. The Tower card. So I might lay five on that since the Tower is the third card. Okay.
So you would lay five when three doesn't answer.
I do three, but if the third card isn't reflective of an answer or an answer that would concern the person for whom you're reading, I would lay another card down on that. Okay. So here, this is in response to the Justice card. I will tell you, the card that whatever you lay the card on directly on top of, like this line is on top of the Justice reversed, but the Judgment card is the one that would be touching it. I'd actually lay it on top of, not all the way covering it, but down here. Okay.
How did you know where to start when you started laying them across? Because you didn't start.
I start with the middle card being the card that is the key.
But the ones underneath didn't start under that. You got one to the left.
Right. This was going to be the middle card of three cards.
So you
did. So, yeah, right. But then when I got to the Tower, I added another two cards.
To
expand beyond the Tower. So that the Tower was not my answer or my final answer. Okay? All right. Right. Essentially. Okay, so we have the Angel Gabriel on top of the Judgment card on top of the Justice card, which that's the Archangel Gabriel communication of in a big way, any communication career that is supported by the Archangel Gabriel. So this clearly shows me that whatever this is isn't not only not upsetting because the Queen of Pentacles is up, but communication continues. Okay, then we have the Tower card, which we don't know what the heck that is. Why the heck is the Tower card coming after the Angel Gabriel? Who the heck knows? But it's not too horrible because it's followed by two lovely blue cards, just by color, but the Two of Cups and the Caduceus and the Page of Wands. Now, I'm actually taking my seventh house out. You see how much I want a partner? I'm taking the whole seventh house out. Okay. Now, if I wanted to, now this made me concern, or I mean, as a reader, you don't want to leave your partner, your client concerned. So let's just lay three cards on that. This is how you can expand a reading, guys. Okay? So whatever it is that you have a curiosity about, you can lay three cards or five cards down on. Okay? All major arcana. The Death card, Transformation. The Hierophant, yet another man reversed, okay by me. And
watch that.
What's that?
Watch that.
Watch that. And followed by the Magician upright.
Now,
so
are you under the Tower?
Hmm? Who
are
said
you,
that?
Are you under the
yes,
tower?
I'm under the Tower, and I put the middle card. I was going to lay three cards down, so I put the middle card under the Tower, and whatever would land as the middle card, I'd still start here. I don't put this here, then go back. I put this just a little to the left, then the middle card's going to be under the card that I'm questioning, and then the resulting card. This is like the outcome spread.
Okay?
So you're doing little outcome spreads on whatever card in the reading you're not clear about or want more information about. Does that make sense? Do you see where we're going with this?
Yeah, so what'd you get?
I got Death card. Hierophant reversed and the Magician upright. So the Hierophant reversed is on top of the tower. The tower, actually, that card might be a disagreement with a man of some sort, a man in a higher position or something like that. But again, no worries, good cards after all of the difficult ones. See this? So even though these events are happening, no permanent or indeed even long-term or significantly negative impact but from any of them, right? But and I wanted to show you this so that you can see, you can do an outcome reading on any of the cards that you're curious about. And if you wanted to do five cards, and because the third card was an ending that either you didn't like to see or you wanted to see what could be beyond this difficulty, then you put more than three cards, you put five cards.
If you're in the middle, you're actually just starting the reading for someone, you start putting down, you already look there, and you know that it's probably going to need more information. Do you finish off the first set and then go?
Absolutely. You don't put any additional cards until your primary layout is put down.
Okay.
Because you don't want to affect. These are secondary cards that expand and explain and give you insight about the primary card. So don't ever put a secondary card before you finish putting down the primary cards.
But you could easily do that even before you start talking.
Right.
Because of looking at.
Yes, you can. But I actually don't do it until I start talking about that card.
Oh, okay.
If I'm because they don't know why you're doing it. You have to draw your client in, tell them what it is you're meaning, tell them what it is you're doing, and indeed explain to them the primary cards, and then say, you could say, well, let's get some more insight about this. Now, if I'm the client in this reading, and I want to move, and you have the Devil card in your in the fourth house, that says, no, you're not moving yet. Certainly, it says, no, you're not moving yet. But if you wanted more information, now this is one of the houses where I don't do 3, 5, and 6, okay? Or 3, 5, and 7, I'll show you. Okay, so the first card out is the Wish card. That's not always indicative of the move. But I could say, this is the Wish card. If it is your wish, your strongest wish to move, then you're going to find out more about this next month, as soon as next month. But then I would just start putting up cards. And I'll just put them on the bottom because there's a thing there. Okay, and I actually overlap them. Now, I wouldn't necessarily say the Wish card is a move, but it could be if that is her strongest wish. Okay? Now, with this, I would just keep putting cards out till I got to a move card or a big transfer of money or a legal card, okay? This could be more insight or information or direction about her move. I don't think she would be moving next month. But we have actually a lesser arcana of waiting, which is also, if you were to get this card in this position, you would say, no, you're not moving. If you got the Four Pentacles in this position, this guy who's clutching the money, he's not making any movement either. So both of those are a non-moving card. The Ten of Pentacles reversed isn't a moving card, but the Ace of Pentacles upright could be a moving card. Could sometimes be a moving card, but certainly not always. Okay? So I would say, actually, even though you're going to have more insight about this move next month, there isn't really any real strong likelihood of a move until 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months. And it's much more likely in 10 months. But I'm not even certain of that because Ace of Pentacles isn't always a new house. As something new, of value, and a new job. Okay, so let's just take a look and see what we have here. Oh. I'm trying. Okay, there is an absolute move card. Okay? So we have the Queen of Swords, good card, not about moving. Three of Wands reversed, the guy standing on top of the hill looking out over the oceans. That reversed is a not moving card. Okay? We don't even know where we're going, so we're certainly not moving yet. The Temperance card, the Two of Pentacles, this is a back and forth, should I, shouldn't I? I think you're even going to have some ambivalence about the move, or someone else involved is very ambivalent about the move as we go to that. Ace of Wands, suddenly you're going to find out about a new opportunity, somebody's going to get transferred, somebody you're going to find out about a whole new area that you want to move to. World card, bingo, that's when you move 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 months from now. That's how I find moves and when they happen.
Now you added six and not a nine.
Because I got to the World card.
Oh, what'd you get that?
And I added 10 in the top one.
Okay.
I just add cards until I get to a move card. And the World is a big move card. Okay?
Did you reverse this move?
No, the reversal of it is not moved. Upright. Who said that?
I did.
Okay. Who? Oh, yes, I see. Okay. Oh, you did. I didn't see your lips move. Are you a ventriloquist? Is Lucinda your person?
Lucinda talking?
Do that again. Lucinda, move your lips.
How are you seeing the card.
Okay. All right, you guys.
Purposely expanding the fourth house because that's home and therefore a move.
We want to know about a move. The devil's there, absolutely no movement. And there are a number of cards that indicate no movement, no movement, no movement. Okay? But the World upright would indicate is one of the move cards for sure, especially in the fourth house of the home. Okay? So you see how we extend. Okay? Now, if someone were to ask you, am I getting a promotion? When am I getting a promotion? They've been talking about it, but the people that are higher up than even my higher ups have been back and forth about it. You could do this same thing up in the 10th. And you could put 10 cards out, 11 cards out, 16 cards out, until you get to cards that would indicate a promotion, an increase in reputation, or an increase in money. You would just put out as many cards as you need until you get to the promotion, to a promoting card. Yes?
What if you don't?
If you don't and you got like 20 cards out there, you would say there's a lot of ambivalence. I would see if there's anything close to it. Like if you get a page of wands, a page of pentacles, that's not a big promotion. But if I were to get that, I would say there's a potential here. But to be honest, it's a smaller promotion than you want and a smaller increase than you want. Page of Pentacles, Knight of Pentacles, Queen of Pentacles, King of Pentacles, Ten of Pentacles, Eight of Pentacles. There's a lot of pentacle cards that would indicate promotion. Of course, also the Ace of Swords, Knight of Swords, and the upper swords cards because they're bigger authority. Authority is also promotion, how much you responsibility you have, right? So
when you're trying to... You say a promotion card. Now, how do you determine that? Do you just go through your meanings of each card and you try to find out which cards would seem to facilitate promotions, and then you make your own list and you memorize that?
No. No. You look and see if it feels like a promotion. When you look at the Ace of Pentacles and someone asks you about a promotion, uh-huh. Doesn't that feel like a promotion?
Yeah. Well, that one does.
Yes.
Yeah,
or the Eight of Pentacles. Look and see how it feels. A Page of Pentacles, that really isn't a promotion card. It's just a little action with money. Okay. But it could be somebody getting a raise that's itty bitty.
Okay.
And in this economy, you would be surprised at how much you get that for raises. Because companies... That's right. That's exactly right. So... No, I don't want you to memorize the cards. Certainly I want you to study the cards and meditate on them and take a look at the meanings that make sense to you in a notebook or whatever once in a while. But really feel what it speaks to. Feel how it speaks to you, right? Okay. So do we have any questions about extension? Okay. And again, when you're looking for time, I don't stop with three, five, sevens. I just put down, indeed, even I go up to 10 and then start another row of 10. And I don't stop at 10 because it's some magic number. That's usually the space I have on my desk. So it's very practical. Okay. All right. So very quickly, not to confuse you, but very quickly, we're going to be, and there are no more questions about this reading. I will take it down once we start. And I forgot to do the drawing before lunch. I wanted to do that before lunch. So remind me to do that. Okay. Now, I want you to go to your thing with the 12 houses. I should have made two of those. Because you're going to run out of room real fast. Oh, there it is. Okay. Okay, well, why don't you take out one of your other ones? Take out your first Wheel of Fortune one, because you can write, well, take it, you do it on any page you want. You can even do it on a notebook if you want. But we're going to go through the 12 houses again and tell you what they are in terms of other people in the questioner's life. Okay? Now, I want you to look at the seventh house. And the seventh house is the house of partnership. Okay? So since it's the house of partnership, it is actually the partner's first house. In other words, your partner's house of self-definition expression is your seventh, and that's their first. In other words, you switch the... Okay, let me show you. We'll take these off in a little bit. Okay. All right, everyone, take a look at this. So here's your circle of the wheel. A little oblong, but that's okay. Okay. Okay, so here's your first house. Just find that on your chart, okay? And this is your second, third, fourth. This should be facing, pointing down completely. Fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th. Okay, everybody with me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let me get that purple pen. We'll do this in different colors. Here. All right. So over here is your first house. And you see what your first house is on your notes and your chart. And over here is your seventh house, which is your house of your partner. But that, this is your seventh house, so it's the house of your partner, but it's your partner's first house. So the chart gets flipped around, okay? So this is your husband's or partner's or wife's or whatever first house. How they define themselves, how they experience themselves. Your eighth, what is your eighth? Anybody? What is your eighth? Shared finances, right? Shared finances with your partner. So this is his second. Your partner's income, okay, right? So it goes together. Your partner's third house is your ninth. Your partner's fourth house is your 10th. Your partner's fifth house is your 11th. Your partner's sixth house is your 12th. Seventh house is your first. Eighth house is your second. Ninth house is your third. 10th house is your fourth, 11th is your fifth, and 12th, your partner's 12th, is your sixth.
So these are the cards you've already laid down.
Right.
Reinterpreting them in the different
bingo
house perspective.
Bingo, 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 right. Right. For instance, I had that devil in my fourth.
Okay.
If you were doing a reading for a partner, if you were to say, okay, I've got the devil card in your fourth. There's some. Are you feeling emotionally tied down to anything, or are you kind of strapped to your mother or strapped to the home for some reason? And your client would say, "No, not really." Well, then let me ask you: is your husband attached to his work? Is he being held back by his work? Is it being, you know, so whatever is, and indeed, even if I say yes, it could still be her husband being attached to his work. So you see what I'm saying? So that devil card could be in the partner's 10th house.
And can you then start the children's wheel at your fifth?
You do start the children's wheel at the fifth. Okay. So this is the house of your first, this is the house of all your children, in general. This is the house of children. Your children, it's the people you gave birth to, okay? But if people are going to ask about their children individually, then this is the house of the firstborn. This is the house of the secondborn. Firstborn. Third born, and all the way around. Third born, second born, first born child. Everybody see that? Fifth house is the house of the first born child. Sixth house is the house of the second born child.
Your fifth house.
The person for whom you're reading.
Their fifth
house. Yeah. Now I will tell you, if you're doing somebody, if you're giving a reading to somebody who's with their second husband, then, and she wants to know about her stepchildren, you would go over here. Because it's her husband's children, not her children. If you're giving a reading to somebody who is married for a second time or third, and she's asking about her stepchildren, you would look in the house of her husband's children. Okay? Yes?
What would you do for twins?
For twins, they would be in the same house. Actually, if you wanted to get very specific information, you'd actually have to ask which one is born first. Because the second born, I'm technically the second born in my family, even though I'm an identical twin.
Right. Well, I get twins.
Okay. So you would do, now grandchildren is a whole other thing.
Oh, what's grandchildren? Well, but if I was doing the parents for my daughter.
If you were doing the cards for your daughter, you would look in her house of children, and the second-born twin would be the second-born. But you would literally look at this first-born energy for the both of them in a collective, because that'll give you insight, too.
What's the grandchildren? For me, like if
I'm okay, if you're giving a reading to a grandmother, call me. No. Okay. All right, so everybody sees then, this is stepchildren, the firstborn stepchild. Do you see how it is? This is the husband's children. So firstborn stepchild, secondborn stepchild, thirdborn stepchild. Everybody with me? Ready to go crazy?
Yes.
Okay, so you're doing a question for a grandmother. You're reading a grandmother, and they want to know about their grandchild. What the heck do you do? Well, I always ask for the grandchild's name and tune into the grandchild in their energy and get an intuitive and mediumistic shot as well. But what you want to do is say, okay, my grandson, Harold, I want to know if he's going to get the job that he's seeking or if he's going to get in the college he wants, okay? So. All right, this is the person you're talking to. It's her first house. First thing you ask is, I need to know the parent, your child, who is the parent. Is it your son or daughter? And if so, which born is it? It's my grandchild through my second born. So you would go to the sixth house, okay? Because that's her second born child. Okay, now Harold, which born is he in to your daughter Regina or whatever. Oh, he's the third born. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. This is her second born. Her second born's fifth house of children is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is her daughter's fifth house of children, her second born's fifth house of children. Because it's five. You start counting with the first house. Okay? So you start counting with the first house. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is Regina's fifth house, the second born's fifth house. Now, and this is her third born child. So this is Regina's first born, this is Regina's second born, this is Regina's third born.
And then you go to and Karina.
Huh?
Then you go to Carol's career, so you have to go to Carol's.
No, I would I would actually just look in this house and put cards on top of this. I would put extenders on top of this. Sometimes I do that, especially if it's a health question. If I get asked a health question for a grandkid, I will go to the sixth house. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and see what's in there. But usually if it's career or that type of thing, I'll just find the kid and then put, it, find the kid and put extenders on that. But you certainly could. If you got here, where the heck was I with this grandchild? Here, right? Okay, so the grandchild's here, it's a question about their work. You could go to their 10th house. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and get the card there. But I would probably just put extenders on this. Because chances are very, sometimes possible that the card that fell in the first house for your questioner, your client, could be about their third born grandchild from their second born daughter, second born child, but more likely it's about her first house. So you'd have to put extenders on that house, but you could get a little insight from the first card that's there. As a matter of fact, there is always, it's almost like spirit knows what questions are going to be asked, so they put the cards in the right place. To me, it is. Okay. So every, yeah.
Just to clarify, when you started counting for the child of the second born, did you count the sixth house as one, or did you
yes.
count the seven as one?
No, the first house is the first house.
Okay, so
the sixth house is the first house of the third,
one,
of the second
two,
born.
Three, four,
so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
Okay, but that's all of her children. It was her second born child, so you have to go 1, 2. So it would be the second born child of the second born, or the third born child of the second born,
okay,
would be over here.
Got it.
Because you'd be the fifth house here, fifth, sixth, seventh. Okay? It is a big book, and I have to start writing it too. Okay, what about nieces and nephews? Do you want to know about? I'll tell you. You can take it, not take it. You could say, if you get asked for a niece and nephew, you could put a little outcome thing on the table. Just on the table in one of the empty spaces on the table. But this is where nieces and nephews are. This is the house of siblings. So you have to ask which born sibling. This is the first born sibling, the second born sibling, the third born sibling. All right? Okay? So if somebody says, I have my niece wants to become a nurse, and I say, okay, which sibling it is, which born is the sibling? Well, if this is my oldest sister, it's the first born. So the first born would still be in the third house, okay? But the second born sibling would be here. All right, so you'd start here, and then you'd count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is the second born sibling's children. You'd say, okay, which the niece that wants to become a nurse, what order, birth order is she in? Well, she was the second born. Okay, 1, 2, and you'd look in that house to see what card is there for the niece of your client, who is the second born daughter of the first born sister. Yes. No, like I said, if you really wanted to, you could just put a little outcome, three cards down on the part of the table that's empty, that where this reading is, and you'll still get the answer. But truth of the matter is, there is often in the card that's already sitting in that house information about that niece, nephew, grandchild. Okay? So I want to see what cards in that house. Okay? I could get the Page of Cups reversed in that person's house, the niece that wants to become a nurse, and I would say, does she really want to become a nurse? Does she really want to become a nurse? Because this really isn't a big, you know, card that would indicate somebody's fondness is nursing. Well, she really doesn't want to become a nurse, but she doesn't want to go to college either, and nursing school's 2 years, and she thought that would be the best thing. And I would say, well, I don't know that that's the best thing. Let me take a look, and I'd put some cards down on it. But that first card is, the first card is often telling, even though it's still about your client, it's still also telling about the specific people they ask about. That's why I want to see which house this niece is in. See? Does that make sense?
You're triggering my epilepsy.
Sorry, George. So, and then of course, like we said, you brought up over there that this child could be asking about career. You could go to the 10th house. They could be asking about their health. You could go to the 6th house. They could be asking about their what else? Their psychic development. You could go to the 8th or the 12th. You know, so many different. You could go to, you know, just take it and take it and take it and take it and take it.
What about their 6th cousin once removed?
I'm not. Their 6th cousin once removed. I have no idea how to do removed. I would remove it from the table. Adopted children work the same way. They would be placed in the order of their age. For instance, if an adopted child was 10 years old when he or she was adopted, and the woman had a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old, the 10-year-old would be the second born, even if she got that person after the 8-year-old was born. The 12-year-old would be the first one, the 10-year-old would be the second one, and the 8-year-old would be the third one.
So if you're Angelina Jolie,
well, only with adoption, you know, with adoption. It's really the birth order.
If your second born has a daughter and a stepdaughter, stepdaughter's first.
What's that? No. If you have a client whose second born is having trouble with their stepdaughter, and your client wants to know what's happening with the stepdaughter, you would go here. Here's your client. Here's your, did you say the step?
Second born.
Here's your client's children. Here's your client's second born children. Okay? Mm-hmm. But indeed, that doesn't matter unless the issue is between the child and the stepchild. You're asking specifically about the stepchild. You don't even have to go into her children. You go find the wife or the daughter, and you go to the opposite house to her husband, and then you go to his house of children, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and find the stepdaughter here. Does that make sense? Because if anyone asks you about their son-in-law, if you have a question from a client about a son-in-law, you'd have to go to the birth order of the child they're asking about. Okay, what order was your daughter born in? Okay, second. Okay, or third born. Okay, then you would go to her husband's first house and go over here, which is her first house and her marriage, both of them. Okay, so if you're getting questions about in-laws, you'd have to go to the opposite house to find the husband or spouse. Yes, husband or wife. Did you have your hand up, honey? No, you?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Okay. George? No. You're full? I'm full. That's funny. Okay. All right. Are you stunned, dazed, confused, ready to cry, in tears, whatever? Ask me questions. All right, questions. Any questions? Yes, George.
For those of us who know nothing about astrology, can you, is there like a basic book that you could recommend?
There was a basic book. It's old. It's been a long time since I took astrology classes. But there was a book that I liked that was called The Only Way to Learn Astrology. I don't even know if that's still out. Debbie, do you know?
If you go to the AFA website, the American Federation of Astrologers, and you simply call up, go to the bookstore, there's some very good texts on astrology for beginners. There are two little companion texts, one that deals with the houses and one that deals with the signs and the planets. And they're both quite good. They're little pamphlets. They're about $5 each. I don't even remember the author. It's one of the
Yeah, I don't remember the author for The Only Way to Learn Astrology either.
AFA will have it on the website or the bookstore.
But I know you have a gem cast. Start playing with it, George. You'll get all the planets, houses, and you'll get all the planets and houses for sure. So, any other questions? Nothing. After all this, no questions. Just because you're kind of going, bree, 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 bree. Yeah. Yeah. It would, yes, absolutely, absolutely. First, tune in with the niece intuitively. Ask them to say the niece's name. And close your eyes and just feel it with the energy that you get. And then put an outcome spread just anywhere.
Okay.
Not on the original cards, but off to the side. Yes, absolutely. If you do not want to get all this, then just put, bless you, bless you. For instance, I do a lot of businessmen. I do.
No wonder you don't need a partner.
My hair is
She did.
And they will often, and indeed businesswomen, and they will often have corporate names, or they might be hiring and they'll have names and that type of thing. I won't look in co-workers or that type of thing. I will actually put the name on a piece of paper, on different pieces of paper, and I will feel the energy with each name psychometrically.
Do you have him write it or do you write it?
Well, usually they're on the phone.
Oh, okay.
I'm not that there aren't businessmen in Cleveland, but but they're usually, most of my practice is on the phone. So, I mean, even if they're in the thing, even if they're in the room, I just write the name. And then I hold the name, and then I will have them give me the next name, like if they're making a choice between something. And then I will hold the name and get energy about that and do the same thing. And then it will put them all down and put 5 cards on each one. And the content of the cards, the theme of the cards, and the last card out will be, and indeed the pinnacle card, the pivotal card, the middle one. The middle card and the last card out will be the tell the tale for me. But I will just use the next one on the next one and the next one. I don't reshuffle, I don't fan out, I just pick the next one. But I do it in the order that they give me the names in. If they give me AT&T, I put that one first. If they give me Hertz, I put that one first. You know, that second, you know, that kind of thing. So that doesn't go anywhere on the spread. So you don't have to put grandchildren and nieces and nephews on the spread either. The only reason I will do that, first of all, know it enough to, it doesn't, all I have to do is count to find out which one it is, okay? But I want to see what card's in that house. I have a curiosity about what card is in the second born niece of the first born sister. See, that's me. But you don't have to do that to get the information. You can put outcome spread down, okay? All right. And that's what you would also do if you would have to make a choice. And ask them to feel what choice they're drawn to. You know, what do you feel? Start talking about that. Have them taste the name and see how it tastes. And they could say, ooh, that's sweet. Ooh, that's yucky.